Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Okay, it's time for week three of the Decluttering Madness Challenge. How are you feeling? You're halfway through. You guys are doing so great. Are you keeping track of all your boxes and bags? I didn't even mention that the last podcast. I get so excited about seeing the progress that I forget to track how many trash bags we're collecting. If you're the same way, don't worry about it. But if you're having fun keeping track of each bag and box that you're donating and selling and getting rid of, then keep going on your tracker and give me that information over in the Facebook group, organize365.com/Facebook. All right. Today, we're going to tackle the basement and the storage room, or the attic, or the outside storage unit, whatever you have, wherever you're keeping all of the memorabilia in the boxes. Now, ladies, we're going to put a little bit more on you this week than the rest of the family. And here's why. We need to have somebody who is kind of leading the charge this week on how to organize the basement and the storage room. This really isn't a space where we can just have a free-for-all and everyone goes down and does it independently. We almost need a little bit of pre-work done also. So if you listened in February to the podcast, and I'm looking up the number, yes, podcast number 150, which was How to Sort a Box. If you haven't heard that podcast, stop now, go back, listen to that podcast. That is going to give you a lot of information that will help you in organizing the basement, storage, attic type spaces. What I said in that podcast was that we were going to organize the storage room this year one box at a time. And I really encouraged you to go get a box out of the storage room and take it up into the kitchen. Empty it all out on your kitchen counter and your kitchen table. Stand up, not hunched over in the storage room, and really start to identify what are the things that you're keeping and donate as much as possible. Relabel things, and then I specifically tell you which storage bins I use and what shelving. And I know a lot of you are doing this because I got a lot of emails asking me how big are those tubs that go on those storage shelves, which I did not mention. It is 56 or 58 quarts. So when you go and you look at big plastic bins with lids on them, they will say how many quarts they are. And if they're 56 to 58 quarts, each brand is just a little bit different. Those will fit on those Home Depot brand shelves that I told you about. All portable, easily carryable by everyone of every gender and every age, and will fit in every space. I love these bookshelves. So here's what I want to tell you this week. Here's our goal this week. One, ladies, you have got to have a game plan. Figure out exactly what you want from your family, because I'm about to tell them, family, do whatever mom wants. So you're going to get a no holds barred, everybody help you. But you have to know what you want, because they're going to show up like this or go, fine, I'm here. Lisa said it's an hour. Here's your hour. And you'll get your hour, but you'll get a lot more out of your family if you have a game plan. So if you've been going through those boxes from all the way back to podcast 150, and you've been going through a box a day, maybe you're halfway through your storage room by now, you have a pretty good idea of what's in there. And what I would suggest for you, mom, is to individually do this challenge with each of your family members. So you're going to be working four times as much. You're going to have to do the pre-work on your end, and then you're going to have to work with each family member. But trust me, this is going to be 100 million times worth it, because when we get to April, you will have had your spouse, your grown children, your regular children, your sister, whoever it is that has their stuff in your basement and storage room. They will have given you an answer about the stuff that is down there. So I want to talk about how old your kids are, if you have any. So if you have kids that are second grade and younger, they're really not going to do very much in the basement. If you have kids that are second grade to high school, they're at the ages where they're starting to decide what it is they want to keep from their childhood. And again, you're going to have that sentimental kid that wants to keep everything, and that's fine. But show the kids how to make their own schoolwork binders. If they're in middle school, they can make their own schoolwork binders, and maybe they want to do that. I know when I was in middle school, I loved going through my stuff and organizing it and knowing what was in the basement. I know, shocker. But I think my sister did too. Like, kids like to go through their own stuff. They just don't want to go through your stuff. That's boring. And I wouldn't really focus even very much on your kids if they're still living at home. You have plenty of time. If your kids are in college, or if they're grown and they'll come over and give you an hour, I want some big decisions out of you adult kids that are 18 and over. Like, do you really want this stuff? Because if you don't want it, tell mom you don't want it. It's okay. And then she can decide to keep it if she wants. I'll talk to her more in April. But if you don't want it, tell her. Tell her you don't want all 800 Matchbox cars. You just want these 5. Or if you do want all 800 Matchbox cars and you're 28 and you have your own house, guess what you're taking home tonight when you leave mom's house? Yes, 800 Matchbox cars are all going over to your house to live in your storage room. So going through your stuff and deciding if you want it. And this really could be a very memorable time for you and your mom. And reliving your childhood memories and, oh, do you remember when I made this? And let me just tell you, that may be all you need. Like, you may end up trashing or decluttering things from your childhood, but you're still going to get that time with your mom to go through it now. So maybe funny, haha, I cannot believe you saved all of this stuff. Why did you save all of this stuff? But it's fun to at least, you know, see her beam with pride about the first time you drew your own name, and for you to see the little scribbles that you did when you were younger. It's fun. It's fun to see that stuff. Doesn't mean you have to keep it. So this is a lot of what I say is part of saving all this stuff is to be able to relive these memories in the future with your family. So do it. Relive the memories with your family this week in the storage room. Now, for some of you, you have grown or older children, and they're not going to be able to come over this week. What I encourage you to do, if at all possible, is to take the boxes that are theirs and put them in their bedroom closet if they still have a bedroom at your house. Then the next time they do come into town, you can go ahead and do this. Okay, so I'm not going to hit on kids very much this week. So kids, if you are 18 and under, I just want you to go back in your bedroom and try on some more clothes and make sure that bedroom is as organized as you want. And see if you can incorporate a few more of your toys out of the basement or the family areas into your bedroom. That is your assignment. I really want to talk to spouses this week. I want to talk to the husband and wife team. What I tend to find is when I go in and I organize a space, husbands and wives organize spaces very differently. Ladies have a longer stamina. They can work with me longer. They can work for weeks and weeks on end to get to this end idea of what they want the storage room to look like or what they're going for. Men are more task-oriented. Listen, I'll give you 2 hours, I'll do whatever you want, and that's how much time you have. Yes, it's stereotypical, but it typically happens when I organize people's houses. Like, I've done this a lot, and this is what I see. Men are very, very willing to do whatever it takes to get this basement organized and to get this storage room done, but they need clear direction and they need clear rules, which is what I'm going to tell you right now. Women tend to get more caught up in the details and they're looking for a perfect solution. So if we can just table some of that and focus that this week, what we are going to do is we're going to come together, we are going to come up with a game plan, and we are going to do as much as we can in 1 week. Maybe for your family, you only have 30 minutes. Fine. Really go hard at it for 30 minutes. Maybe you're saying, okay, fine, we'll devote the whole weekend to this. If this will make you happy and this will help our house feel lighter, we will do it all weekend. So pace yourself and decide. You guys know how you work best. All right, I really encourage you, if you haven't listened to podcast 150, to go listen to that one. Because in that podcast, I explain to you there are these $40 bookshelves that I use in every basement that we organize. They're plastic. They're lightweight. They will fit in an attic that has a sloped roof. They'll work in an outside storage unit, a garage, a damp basement, because they're plastic. They're great. They'll hold a lot of weight. And then I put these uniform plastic clear bins on each shelf that are 56 to 58 quarts. I buy the Homes brand from Walmart because it's literally 1 mile from my house. But you could find a Sterilite brand. There are all kinds of different bins. If you're going to invest in bins, I really encourage you to invest in the clear bins with solid lids. Because in the clear bins, you can see through that that's Christmas decorations and that's cake decorating stuff and that's an extra comforter. Like, you could see what's in these bins. You could take the time and make cute, adorable labels later if you want to, but the clear bins really do help in knowing what's down there. This is an investment. Usually these 56 to 58 quart bins are anywhere from $5 to $6 on the low end up to $10 a piece. What I suggest you do is you buy them over time. So you say, okay, we're going to invest $100 this weekend. We can invest another $100 a month from now and then another $100 until you have your whole basement in these clear bins on these plastic shelving units. The great thing is if you move, all of this goes with you. Very lightweight. These plastic bins or these plastic shelves are easy to break apart. If you, God forbid, have a flood, you're probably going to be fine because everything's in plastic bins. Ironically, a friend of mine's basement flooded and she said, do you know that plastic bins float? I was like, huh, no, I did not. So the plastic bins float, not the ones that are in the bookshelves. Those won't be able to float, but you get the idea. Okay, so that is my goal, is that you would have this beautiful basement organized storage room. And somebody already put in the Facebook group, and I'll put it in the post because she said I could. She went out and did it. She's like, this is so easy. Lisa told me exactly what to buy. I went and I did it. And she has three bookshelves with all the bins loaded on the side of her wall. So it's great. It's so great to do this. So here's what I suggest. If you've not been doing the bin a day thing and you have not even started going through your boxes, I want you and your spouse to sit down, preferably in the newly decluttered family room, not in the storage room, and just say, okay, what is our goal? And your goal is going to be different depending on your age. So if you're in your 20s and early 30s, there's stuff in your storage room, but it's all new stuff. So you're like, great, we're going to go get those bins, we're going to go get those shelves, and we're just going to label it and put it down there. Maybe you're in your 40s and 50s. So if you have children, they're middle school, high school, college age, you might have some more decluttering to go through. You might have your childhood items down there that you're ready to let go of. You may have lost a family member, like my father passed away. And so I have a lot of his memorabilia in the basement. And it's been 7, 8, maybe 9 years even. 8 years? It's been a long time since he passed away. I've gotten rid of almost everything I put in our storage room. There is a podcast, I'm not sure what number it is. It's called What Do You Save When a Loved One Passes Away? So if you're dealing with that, if you have items in the basement from a family member that has passed away, listen to that podcast. I really talk through how to save things, what you want to save, how long to save them, and what the grieving process is like. But the synopsis is that it takes about 5 years for you to be able to see objects that were your loved ones objectively, like they're just objects and no longer treasures that your mom or your dad or your spouse had. That these are now, it's just a cup holder. It's just a cup holder. But when your parents pass away, it's not just a cup holder. It's the cup holder that mom used and mom loved that one. And so I love that one and I want to keep it forever. So after 5 years, we tend to get more objective at separate the person from the item, especially if it's something that we could buy at Target, Walmart, Pier 1, or any of those places. If it's handmade, if it's handwritten, that's completely different. But the things that we saved out of our childhood home, because it was all ours and we could have it all, and so we moved it all to our new home, and now we can't walk in our home because we have two homes worth of stuff in our home. Or if you're a blended family and you're remarried and he has kids and you have kids and we have our kids, or there are no kids, but you blended the family and you have two households worth of stuff in one house, and it's been 3 to 5 years, you could much more objectively say, we really don't need two blenders, two Keurigs, two woks, like it's time to get rid of some of this. Okay? So I'd love for you to have a shelving system. I'd love for you guys to start going through the boxes. If you haven't gone through the boxes at all, and you know that both of you have boxes down there, then turn on some great music. Or what I love to do is just move down our portable TV with the DVD player and put in my favorite movies. Like, this is when I watch Hitch. So I put that in. That's an awesome movie to listen to. I get a nice big fountain Coke and I just turn on every light so it seems like it's the middle of daytime, because I usually start at 7 o'clock at night, and I just go all the way till midnight, and I'm opening boxes and we're getting stuff to declutter and donate, and it's a date night, but it's a date night for us to go through all of our stuff and really make some progress. So hopefully that's given you some ideas. I know it's not really tactical, actionable, like, what do I do with this box? That's in podcast 150. What do I do with the stuff that's a loved one's that passes away? That is going to be, like, I think in the 70s or 80s. It's way back in the podcast, but I'll also link it in the show notes. Adult kids, if at all possible, I want you to get over there and help your mom make some of these decisions. It is all treasures to her because you touched it all and you did it all and you created it and she loves you so much. But if it doesn't mean anything to you, tell her that so that she can let it go. And if it does mean something to you, then take it and do something with it. Make a scrapbook or turn all those baby clothes into a blanket or do something that would be memorable with those items as opposed to having them live in the storage room. All right, I know you guys can do this. This is going to be a shorter podcast, but you have a lot of work to do. So have fun in that basement storage room, make some decisions, donate some items, and let's get it organized. Let's get it organized.